You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Rivers of Nile. They are from Reading in Pennsylvania in the United States. And we listened to the song Water and Time, which is part of their self-titled 2025 album, Rivers of Nile. Before that, we listened to Into Eternity. They are from Regina in Saskatchewan, here in Canada. And we listened to the song Fukushima, which is a single back from 2012. And we started the set and the show with our guests tonight. Well, part of the guests. Odin Fist from the Okanagan in British Columbia, here in Canada. And we listened to the song Reef Master, which is part of their 2023 album, Remade in Steel. And as mentioned in the beginning, we'll be chatting a little later with Breton Molanson. He's part of the Armstrong Metal Festival and also a member of Odin Fist. So there you go. That's why we said we had half and half with Breton. And just to let you know, I mean, I'm sure you know, but so the festival is happening in Armstrong, BC on this Friday, July 17th, and Saturday, July 18th. And a few of the bands that, well, a lot of the bands that will be playing here tonight are playing at the festival. So we played a couple today that will be playing on Friday. Well, not, that's not true. Rivers of Nile and is playing on Friday, and then Into Eternity and Odin Fist are playing on Saturday. So there you go. And let's continue with the music, and we'll keep telling you which days the bands are playing and all that. And then we'll chat with Breton real soon. But let's continue with the music, because we have a lot to go through here at the Metal Meltdown.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Licanthro. They are from Ottawa in Ontario, Canada. We listened to the song Iris, which is part of their 2025 album Remnants of Rapture. Before that, we listened to Iron Kingdom. Great show a few weeks ago in their album release show. It was pretty good at the rickshaw. They are from Vancouver, Canada, and we listened to the songs Defenders, which is part of their brand new album Shadows and Dust. And we started the set with Cyber Octopus. They are from San Francisco, California in the United States. And we listened to their latest single, 28 Songs Later. That, yes, as you guessed, is kind of related to the, you know, 28 Fill the Blank Later movies that have been out. Well, the last one just out a few months ago. All of them are very, very good. 28 Days, 28 Weeks, 28 Years, and then 28 Years, The Bone Temple. Anyway, highly recommend it if you like that kind of genre, which I'm sure you do. And so, yeah, these three bands as well are going to play in the Armstrong Metal Festival. Licantro is playing on Friday the 17th, Iron Kingdom as well. And Cyber Octopus also is the second to, I guess, Heather act on Friday, right before Rivers of Nile. So there you go, a couple of Friday bands for you. And yes, let's try and chat with Breton now and find everything about the Armstrong Metal Fest. We are here with Breton from the Armstrong Metal Festival. How are you, Breton?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being with us tonight and also in such short notice. I really appreciate it. How are you doing? How was the weather over there? You're not in Armstrong. Where are you? You're in near Kelowna, near Kamloops. Where is it?
Well, personally, I live in Enderby, which is just 10 minutes up the road from Armstrong.
I see. Okay. And how's the weather now? How's the weather been the past few days?
Sunny and hot.
Yeah, I guess sometimes it's a blessing and sometimes it's a curse, isn't it?
Yep.
I see. Okay. I guess the festival is coming, you know, in the next, I guess, the next weekend. So for those people that are not too familiar with the festival, can you give us maybe a little bit of history about it? We've spoke to Jesse before, but, you know, we wanted a better, you know, fresh, you know, source of truth. So thankfully we got you. So if you can give us a little bit of history about the festival.
Yeah. So back, our first year was 2009. So let me think back that far. I was 20 years old. So was Jesse. The year before, he had gone to Vaken, and of course I was super jealous, but I found a little local band festival in Kamloops called Metalocalypse. I think that was in May or June of that year. So that was a pretty cool little local show, 10 bands or so out in the middle of the woods with the generator, and just the way they put it together, it seemed very doable. Like, this was something maybe I could put together with the help of some friends like Jesse. So I called Jesse up with the idea of doing something similar. Talked to my dad about maybe using some farm trailers up on the farm where we lived, and my wonderful parents let it go ahead. And yeah, we put our own 10 or so bands together on some trailers at the farm.